The Premier is leading a trade delegation to China. There are local government officials there as well and people from various sectors. The head of the Antarctic Climate and Ecosystems CRC, Professor Tony Warby, also part of the visit to China, a series of discussions aimed at increasing our scientific cooperation in the Antarctic. He joins me this afternoon. Tony Warby, good afternoon.
Hi, Louise.
How important is Antarctica to discussions with a country such as China?
Well, I think it's certainly important from my perspective. We have a very active and long-standing Antarctic program in Australia that dates back well over 40 years now. And China is increasingly becoming interested in Antarctica. We've had collaborations with them that go back to the mid-1980s when we first had Chinese scientists visiting Australian stations. And I guess over the last 20 or 30 years, their program has really evolved and developed to the point where now they're really a very valuable collaborator for us. And yes.
Do their areas of interest and scientific exploration generally coincide with ours?
In many respects, they do. They're very interested in marine research, for example, which is one of the areas of strength for Australia. So understanding what changes are happening in the Southern Ocean and why they're important and how those changes might be affecting ecosystems, for example, and the health of fish stocks in the Southern Ocean. They're also very interested in ice coring. We do some collaborations looking at the climate history of Antarctica, and actually at the moment we have a visiting scientist from China working in that group with us for a year.
Mm.
Also we have lots of other collaborations, for example, in the areas of sea ice research and sea ice forecasting. One of the things that I'll be particularly exploring on this trip is how we can collaborate more closely with the Chinese on the provision of sea ice services and improving the forecasting of sea ice for ships operating in Antarctica.
Okay. It's interesting too because China, of course, doesn't have any permanent presence in Antarctica, does it? So it needs to rely on cooperation with other countries, does it?
Well, they've established, they have a long-standing station called Zhongshan, which
okay.
is very, very close to the Australian station of Davis. And so there's been a lot of interaction between those stations and the people that operate those stations over a long period of time. More recently, the Chinese program has established a new station called Kunlun, which is up high on the Antarctic plateau, a long way inland from the coast. And they have an ambitious science program there to drill a very old ice core from the highest point on the Antarctic continent. So their science program and their activities in Antarctica have certainly developed quite significantly in the last decade or so.
Okay, interesting. And given the size of the country, are there a lot of scientists involved in Antarctic and Antarctic marine and climate research in China?
Certainly a growing number and far more than I can interact with in the next 4 days of next week while I'm there. But there are a growing number of universities and other institutions in China that are interested in Antarctic research. They already have a lot of expertise, for example, in atmospheric and meteorological research, and people that are working in that area are, by extension, getting more and more interested in Antarctica. The same is true of their marine research program as well. So there are thousands of universities now in China and really great opportunities to collaborate with many of them. I guess an important point is that just like Australian universities, they're tending to become more and more specialised. And so there are universities that are specialising in ocean sciences, for example, just as the University of Tasmania here is specialising in Antarctic and Southern Ocean Science. And the precinct that we have in Hobart now with the science that's done by the Antarctic Division and CSIRO, the university, and the institute that I lead means that we have a lot to offer in terms of collaborating with key institutions, not only in China, but other places of the world as well.
Mm. I can imagine, too, the obvious benefits in physical location to Hobart for some forms of exchange and research. What about going the other way for the opportunity for Antarctic researchers to spend time at some of these institutions in China? Is that on the agenda as well?
Yes, certainly. The MOU that was signed between the state government and the State Oceanic Administration in China when President Xi was here last year certainly encourages closer collaboration both in science and logistics and exchange of personnel. And so we have people from the ACRC and from the university who will be going to China, engaging in teaching and research activities in China, as well as encouraging some of our colleagues to come here.
Mm. I guess, Tunis, we saw from when the Chinese president was in Hobart and made his visit to the waterfront, there's a certain area of prestige for a country to be seen to be involved in something like Antarctic research and science, isn't there?
There certainly is, and without doubt, the level of influence that countries have in the Antarctic Treaty system is very much based on the strength and credibility of their science program.
Mm.
And that's always been the case. Certainly a major part of Australia's influence in the Antarctic Treaty system is our long-standing and very well-credentialed science program. And I'm in no doubt that the Chinese also understand that. And it's a large part of the reason they're investing in their science program as heavily as they are.
Well, enjoy the trip. I know it's rushed. You've got a few days, but I hope it all goes well. Thanks for your time, Tony.
Thanks very much, Louise.
Thank you. Tony Warby, Professor Tony Warby, is head of the Antarctic and Climate Systems CRC Cooperative Research Centre.